From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka. It's the second straight day of those kind of attacks, and as Edward Uranian reports, the city has become a flashpoint in the conflict in Syria.
Amateur video shows hundreds of civilians fleeing Hasaka after a second day of airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes over the city. Kurdish militia targets, in addition to civilian areas, were reportedly hit. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. Amateur video showed Kurdish militia units known as Asayish exchanging fire with Syrian government forces over control of part of the city. Kurdish forces reportedly control the east of the city, while government forces are hunkered down in the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The head of the UN children's organization UNICEF says thousands of Syrian children are in danger of contracting diseases as the taps have gone dry in some parts of the city of Aleppo. Christoph Bulirak added that the ongoing fighting prevented technicians from fixing severely damaged water and electrical systems. Bulirak also reminded journalists that millions of Syrian children under the age of 5 have known nothing but war, while hundreds of thousands were born as refugees in neighboring countries. The UN has proposed a 48-hour ceasefire in the city to allow in humanitarian relief. This is VOA News. Myanmar's leader, State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping Friday to discuss the future of relations between the two countries. A $3.6 billion dam project in northern Myanmar was suspended by Aung San Suu Kyi's predecessor, Thein Sein, in 2011. It was expected to be a key topic of conversation during her visit. However, Suu Kyi said Friday she had nothing new to report on the project. For his part, President Xi said he hoped that the five-day visit would strengthen the relationship between the two countries. Aung San Suu Kyi's visit to the Chinese capital is her first major diplomatic mission since her party won a historic landslide election last year. Here in the United States, Florida Governor Rick Scott on Friday said officials had identified a second area of Zika transmission on the U.S. mainland. Scott told reporters that 5 Zika infections had been linked to an area that encompasses most of the tourist-friendly South Beach. The governor says that every weapon possible is being utilized.
The county has already begun an aggressive mosquito eradication plan that includes additional spraying in Miami Beach. I've also directed the Department of Health to contract with private companies to assist the county in this effort.
Another infection zone was previously identified in Miami's Wynwood Arts District. The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to severe birth defects in children. On the campaign trail, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's chairman, Paul Manafort, has stepped down. Manafort's resignation Friday came just days after the second major shakeup in Trump's campaign since it began. The campaign said Manafort offered his resignation and Trump accepted it, thanking him for his help during the Republican convention and calling him a true professional. Manafort has also been the subject of extensive news coverage over his work for pro-Russian former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych that allegedly involved overseeing millions of dollars in secret payments. Manafort has denied that he received any off-the-books cash payments. American swimmer Ryan Lochte has apologized for his behavior in a robbery scandal in Rio following his competition in the Olympics. In a statement Friday, Lochte wrote that he wanted to apologize for his behavior for not being more careful and candid in how I described the events of that early morning. He also apologized for his role in taking the focus away from the athletes competing in the Olympics. Lochte and 3 teammates initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint, but 2 of the swimmers later admitted to fabricating that story. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.